1992, the United States against Jones. Mr. Stotts.
Good morning, Your Honors. May it please the Court, Mr. Moore. My name is John Stobbs, and I'm here on behalf of Jesse Jones. At the outset, I want to say that I realize the difficulty that I have regarding the issue of jurisdiction. I think that I've spent a lot of time in my brief and in my reply brief hopefully addressing that issue, but I would simply say here today for oral argument that I think that Judge Gilbert here misapplied the law and the guidelines. Had Judge Gilbert simply said, I understand I have authority to depart downward and I refuse to do so, I would be prohibited from coming here to make any sort of an argument or filing any sort of a brief. The fact that Judge Gilbert went on to say that Mr. Jones had his mental retardation constituted severely reduced mental capabilities, and then he said that Mr. Jones didn't fit the, I think the how he phrased it, the requirements of 5K2.13, allows me to argue that he misapplied the facts to the law or something of that nature. And I want to say, too, I thought long and hard about what I was going to say today. I spent a lot of time writing, so I'm not going to regurgitate what was written. And if it's something that, if I don't have jurisdiction, then that's something that I don't have jurisdiction. But I think that it, I'm sorry, I was just going to say that I think it's an important issue that if someone who has a mental retardation, that does not constitute a diminished capacity under 5K2.13. I just think that's wrong.
I want to be sure I have this right.
Okay.
Because it seems to me the bottom line, what you're arguing is that if a court is using its discretion to essentially eliminate this type of departure as an option ever, that should be reviewable, because what it does is it replaces an individualized application of discretion with a blanket refusal to apply a guideline provision.
That's much better than I could have said it. That's exactly right. And I think here that Judge Gilbert's a wonderful judge, but I don't think that he really understood 5K2.13, and perhaps I understood it better because I'm so close to the case, and I'm the one that has to go to read something to my client and try to explain what's happening. And
he's so severely mentally handicapped.
He has a 54 IQ. I mean, it's he's retarded. He just is. And I don't know how anyone can say that mental retardation doesn't qualify for 5K2.13, but then in a case like McBroom, which Amendment 583 is based on, that person is eligible for it, or in the Sixth Circuit case of Sodowski. And again, I think that if I wish I had done a better job presenting my case to Judge Gilbert, because I did the best I could preparing sentencing memorandums and the like, but nevertheless, the fact is when I hear, well, 95% of the people that appear before me have problems reasoning, well, that's something that's different here, because you have someone that's mentally retarded. And retardation is something that it impaired. Dr. Cuneo, I think, said it well. It impaired his ability to reason. He's an easy mark for some of these other drug dealers. And I honestly wish that he could have proffered truthfully, because we wouldn't be here. He tried to proffer four times, but his retardation prohibited him from recalling events in such a way that a Rule 35 or a 5K1 motion could have been filed for him. And I was trying to differentiate the cases, the McBroom case or the Sadowski case or the other cases where 5K2.13 might apply. In a drug type of case, the downward departures are generally of the nature of a 5K1 or a Rule 35. And in white collar kind of cases, I think the defense lawyer is able to make a little bit more inventive arguments. and they might fly a little bit more. And you know, I think that I was being very conservative and very reasonable when I asked for departure down to 7 to 10 years, because I think that part of what, you know, a defense attorney has to do or a court has to do is to try to use the sentence that's given to help the defendant down the road. And the Bureau of Prisons right now is something that it's a place where he's going to hopefully get the drug treatment. It's a place where he's going to be able to get some sort of specialized education. But then at the same time, I think that a sentence that was given is just, it was a long sentence for a little drug dealer. Two little pebbles of crack got him to be a career offender, and thankfully Judge Gilbert granted my motion under, I think it's 4A1.3. But nevertheless, in this case, he was caught selling a gram of crack, and I think just barely over 5 grams of crack, and his relevant conduct was only, I think, 20-something grams of crack, which in the Southern District of Illinois is almost unheard of.
I think the reason that I believe that you may be correct in thinking that Judge Gilbert didn't think he had the discretion here are some of the things that he said during the sentencing.
Exactly.
Because, you know, he said there's no question in the opinion of this court that this defendant may be technically under the law a crack dealer, but realistically not a crack dealer in the realistic use of the term. He's used by crack dealers. He doesn't have the ability. You can see...
Exactly.
You know, a nice Judge Gilbert going back and forth. And he came very close, if he didn't actually say it seems to me, to saying he would never grant that type of downward departure because he didn't think he had the discretion.
And I think, too, that... to be kind of blunt, and it's not politically correct, but I think that part of the defense bar's obligation is to try to bring these sort of downward departure motions before the district court. And I never would have even thought of this, but for the fact that Mr. Jones was so severely retarded that I went through the guidelines to try to see if there was some sort of an avenue. But I think that you're right, Judge Rovner, that was kind of what took place. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stubbs. Mr. Moore.
Thank you. Good morning. Please, of course, for the counsel, Mr. Stubbs. Judge Rovner, let me respond specifically with regard to your inquiry. And you'll find this quotation taken out of the transcript in the government brief on page 5. Because there is a recurring appellate question about jurisdiction in the courts of appeals with regard to downward departure, at the sentencing, government specifically asked Judge Gilbert to make sure the record was clear. And Judge Gilbert says, and it's quoted on page 5, first of all, the court does have jurisdiction to depart downward under 5K2.0 and 2.13 and also on 4A1.3. So the court, for the record, is not saying it does not have the discretion to depart downward under those guidelines, and I will address each of them. And then, so it's clear what really happened here, there were three separate motions for downward departure, and Judge Gilbert looked at this defendant and said, I'm going to give him a break, and he gave him a break by taking him from career offender down to what he would have been in terms of a criminal history category, but for his career offender, so he got the break that he was going to give. And then he says, first of all, with respect to the departure for diminished capacity under 5K2.1.3, the court is going to exercise its discretion in not granting a downward departure on that ground. And when the court reviews 2K2.13, the court does not feel that this defendant, not that any defendant, but that this defendant would meet the criteria of the to depart downward under that section of the guidelines.
Didn't that last sentence sound like he doesn't think this fellow meets the criteria? He doesn't have the discretion really to
I think having meeting the criteria and having the discretion are two very separate issues.
What are the criteria?
The criteria are that the defendant not have the ability to control his his behavior, and also that he not know what he's doing is wrong. And if I can just quote from the defense's own expert, Dr. Cuneo, who says, Mr. Jones knows that selling drugs is wrong, and he could have controlled his behavior if he so desired. He does not fit the criteria of significantly diminished mental capacity. Also, it is Dr. Cuneo who says that it is Jones' alcohol abuse that has caused significant impairment. It is his past use of cocaine which has caused clinically significant impairment. And it is his past use of marijuana which has clinically caused his impairment. And the guideline says if his impairment is the result of his drug use, he doesn't qualify. So under the criteria of the guidelines, Judge Gilbert's dead on the money in terms of saying he doesn't qualify under 5K2.13.
So I can't give him the downward departure?
Because he doesn't qualify.
Isn't that a determination that the downward departure doesn't apply and he doesn't have the discretion really?
I think it's a factual determination that under these facts, he does not qualify.
But
I think
But even if he did qualify, it would still be a matter of discretion as to whether
absolutely
Judge Gilbert downwardly departed.
Absolutely,
right?
And I think jurisdiction. I'm sorry,
It seems I just don't understand why Judge Gilbert's remarks are at least not contradictory. Mm-hmm. Just for him to say I have the discretion, and then to say but this fellow doesn't qualify, so obviously I can't exercise my discretion.
I don't think that's what he's saying. I think what he says in the record is he doesn't meet the criteria, therefore I will not exercise my discretion because he doesn't qualify factually. I understand I've got the authority under the law, but I'm not going to exercise my authority under the law because this defendant does not meet the criteria.
And he makes this other statement about, 95% of the people that appear before me have got bad judgment, just like this fellow or something.
He does make that statement, and it may be a truism that if you wind up in front of Judge Gilbert, you probably exercise bad judgment somewhere along the line. But I'd also like to keep in mind that Dr. Cuneo, who is the defense expert, says this defendant is mildly retarded, and also that.
I'd love to know if he really does have a 54 IQ, how Dr. Cuneo can say he's mildly retarded.
Dr. Cuneo is...
It sort of places a whole new view.
I think 54 comes down at the low end. I think there are a number of tests which indicate that he scored higher. And he clearly functioned okay in terms of his life on the street. He had two prior drug felony arrests and convictions, which would have qualified him as a career offender. And Judge Gilbert gave him the break, counted the points, but didn't give him the career offender status.
If he had the mental capacity.
Well, he had the conviction.
Such.
Yeah. If there are any other questions, I'm happy to answer them. Otherwise, I'm happy to sit down. Thank you, Your Honor.
Thank you, Mr. Moore.
I think that, just briefly, I think that Judge Gilbert's comments were absolutely contrary, and I think that Judge Rovner put her finger on it, that Judge Gilbert was trying to balance things, and I think that's a hard thing that it must be incredibly hard as a judge to try to balance things, and I think that what I took from it was that in a case like this, there will never be any sort of he'll never exercise his jurisdiction to depart downward. And I just think that, and to answer your question, Judge Over, on a 54, as Dr. Cuneo explained it, 54 is the low end of the middle range. It would be, I think, 52 or 53 is the high end of more severely retarded. But if there's no other questions, I would just ask that you remand it back to Judge Gilbert for resentencing. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Stobbs, and the court again thanks you for taking the appointment in this case and doing such a fine job. Thank you, sir, as well for your submission today, and the case will be taken under advisement.